What was it like to have children in your 60s?
Life is full of surprises. It had just never occurred to me. So it was a big surprise. And obviously, I adore our kids. And sometimes I really wish we could go take a cruise for a month and a half someplace. But you know, it just didn't work out that way. Now, I never had any inkling what being a full-time dad was like.
What is it like being a stay-at-home dad?
A 9-to-5 job is way easier. I mean, if you screw up at work, you know, you as a stockbroker, you make a wrong decision. If you screw up as a parent, I mean, really screw up, you know, somebody gets hurt. You know, if you don't look both ways before the kids cross the street, you know, the consequences are awful.
And often you're the only man in a group of women at playgrounds and preschools.
Yes, and that's true.
Whatnot. And you are often the age of the parent of most of these other moms.
That's true, too.
What does that do for you?
I feel like a Martian. I mean, I have nothing in common, and it's a bit isolating.
I mean, Alexander has picked up on the fact that many people say, oh, you're such a great granddad.
Yeah.
Do you often get bored being at home all day?
No, I don't get bored. Sometimes I miss talking to grown-ups. When the only words you've said for the last 8 hours are to children, you know, sometimes, I mean, you know, sometimes I call you just because I want to hear an adult voice. You know?
Do you sometimes envy me for being able to go to work?
Oh, yeah. Every day. Every day. When you say you come home and you're tired, it's like, okay, get out of here. You know?
Is there ever a moment of joy, or is it all
with the kids?
In discipline and...
Oh, there's lots of... Oh, there's an enormous joy.
I mean, way comparison more, even to work.
Oh, much more than at work. I mean, when Clara says, oh, that's disgusting. I mean, how... To hear a three-year-old say something that profound. You know, it's joyful. I just look at her and I just melt. Alexander, he's really a bright kid. And I really like that. And he's a funny kid, and I like that. He obviously wouldn't give up the kids for anything.
You are really the anchor in our children's life because you're always there. There is an end to life, and we do have young children. And then you may be the one who may not be there as an anchor. How do you feel about maybe never being known by them as a grown-up? And for you to never meet them as a grown-up?
Well, I'm well aware of the fact that I will, if I can survive till Clara's out of college, I'll be pleased. I am not going to be alive when Clara's 40. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And my thing is, I'm showing the kids who I am. Good, bad, all that other stuff. I've got what I've got, and that's enough for me.